You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
In the studio, we have Mario. His last name, I'm not too sure how to pronounce, but we have Mario from Subpar Analog here to talk about Mario here. We're here to talk about this new track, Preteen Omegle Blues. Good morning, Mario.
Hey.
How are you?
Yay.
You enjoying yourself?
I'm enjoying myself grandly. I've been enjoying the tunes.
Thank you very
and
much.
And I love stoner rock. It's a great genre.
Yeah,
and
dude.
We were getting some Electric Wizard beforehand.
Yeah, some doom
metal. Which is named after a Black Sabbath song.
Really?
Yeah.
True. Yeah. Have you seen, have you listened to Earth Tongue's new album?
I actually haven't listened to Earth Tongue's new album yet, but I bought a great compilation on Bandcamp called Weedian. I don't know, it's some kind of stoner metal group, or stoner metal compilation group. Mm. And there's a good Earth Tongue song there, and I sent it to my friend who's moved off all the other platforms. I've given him, a couple of my albums to listen to, and he's been enjoying Earth Tongue a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're kind of quite like Rip Ship, but like doom metaler, more metal.
Yeah.
I like Rip Ship as well.
Rip-ship are funky. They're sci-fi,
kind of space rock. Yeah,
which is a genre I don't really have a heaps of time for, but they do it really well.
Yeah,
I love them. Have you heard the Bon Voyage Alphabet Head remix?
Yes.
So much fun.
I have. They're a really cool group.
Yeah, they're dope.
Space rock is great. Do you know Hawkwind?
Nah.
They're not a New Zealand
Hawk
group.
Tour?
Hawk Tour? I do know Hawk Tour. I actually have invested invested all the subpar money into Hawk Tour coin.
No, this is silly.
It's an analog. It's the most analog currency you'll ever get.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Totally. You know blockchain?
I do know blockchain.
I don't know blockchain much.
I have no idea what it is, actually.
I have no idea.
Shut up. How do you say your last name?
It's something I've always there's so many ways to say it. There's the never said it in their life way, which is Garadet. Mm. there's the French accurate way, which
Girardet.
Is Girardet. Or some shit. Yeah. Some stuff like that.
Some shit.
And then there's also the Anglophone way, Anglophonic,
which is
just Gerardé.
Oh, okay.
That's what me and my family say. We just say Gerardé. It's just easy. People get it.
Mm.
Whereas, and it's better than Garadet.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Garadet just doesn't sound too great. Gerardé has some kind of level of accurateness, but that's what we say. Yeah.
I also want to know, who's the Wario to your Mario?
Who's the warrior to my Mario?
Yeah.
Right now, my first thought was my two best friends back home, Nathaniel and Nikolai, who are in Auckland and not here. And Nikolai was here last year, and I miss him very much. I miss both of them very much.
Are they graduated, or are they just like...
Nikolai's going to America. Utah. I know. Going to Utah as well.
Ooh.
He's going to work in the hotel industry.
Yikes.
And Nathaniel is finishing his music degree.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
those are the warriors.
Those are the warriors in my life,
okay,
I would
mean,
say.
Mean.
Yeah.
Usually warrior, because they're kind of like the anti-you, in a way.
Oh, actually the anti-me.
Yeah, because, I mean, those will be your Luigis.
Those will be my Luigis.
Yeah, the anti-Mario.
You're seeing how much you're testing me on my Mario ball game, which is not, there's not a lot of ball game there. Luigi, my Wario in life, who will be the anti-me?
Not in a bad way, it could be a bad way.
Actually,
could be whatever.
You know what? In a lot of ways, me and my subpar mate, Jeremy Kinley, one of the greatest things about us working together within Subpar is we found that actually a lot of the time we did see differently, but we were so willing to discuss that with each other and understand each other in that way. And so, last year when we flattered together, we just spent, every day we would just sort of sit around and just... We'd be like Greek philosophers in a wanky way, you know. We'd just be sitting around twiddling our thumbs, being like, oh, yeah, it's quiet.
Yes, the four track needs some tweaking,
We think the music scene, there's the quite interesting notes of it.
You are part of this duo, Subpar Analog, which is pretty open to collaboration, as I think you've seen with
the
this new track.
I mean, it's the duo as in me and Jeremy love, that's our pet project, but it's collaboration as in, we want everyone involved. I've just bought an 8-track machine, which we recorded our song Preteen Omegle Blues on.
Right.
So in last year I had a 4-track.
Yes.
We both, he had the 4-track, the Tascam 424 Mark II, if anyone is knowledgeable enough around that stuff and cares. And I use that to record an album, and he was using that to record albums and works as well on. And that was a really cool machine. Except my only issue with it was there wasn't enough tracks. Quite simply.
Oh, I thought that was the boon to the whole thing. There was an appeal.
It can be. That's the thing. It's to talk analog and to talk analog, you can talk so many different ways of like how it's fun. Mm. I personally like to just give it the overarching theme of this is a really fun tech that's fun to use and is cool. But also there is the side of, because in traditional recording on the computers, you can record as many tracks as you want. On the Tascams, on these old machines, you can only record on so many tracks. So you only have so many options. And you can record in theory as many as you want because you can just keep layering them onto one track. But that's really finicky and annoying.
It means that you can't really edit them well at all.
You can't edit them well, and they also all sound really mushed.
Yeah.
And it's just really annoying, to be honest. It's just annoying. Mm-hmm. When I did my four-track stuff last year, I actually did no bouncing, which if anyone is like more well-versed in analog stuff than me, they'd probably be like, what the hell? Why didn't you do that? Because that's what everyone does with it. But I just found it didn't work for me. So then I was like, okay, my next solution is I'm going to buy an 8-track. So I get double the amount. And honestly, game changer.
Mm.
It's a true game changer to have double the amount of tracks.
Yeah. Is it very expensive?
Yeah. it was about one rack.
Oh.
Yeah, about one rack. I don't know if that's good to sound here.
Yeah, exactly.
It was brutal. Gosh. It was brutal. Approximately one rack. And and there's, but it's cool tech and it's an investment, but also at the same time, like, if you wanted to get a machine to record on with, like, you would have to spend, in terms of a digital machine, a lot more than 1K to actually get a machine to record with. You'd have to get, like either a really beefy Windows computer or Mac, Apple computers are just, like, quite well optimized for musical creation.
Yeah.
But, like, that, I mean, that's, like, what? 3 or 4 racks, you know, one might say. 3 or 4. And so, like,
late 2D's and 3.
I was asking before for context. I was asking Zach to bring out the
soundboard. I have brought out the soundboard.
We've got the soundboard out.
But,
yeah, so, like, there's also that side of things where it's, like, they're actually, like, sure, this is expensive, but there's a lot of other expensive ways to go about things.
And you're not renting a software. You're owning a thing.
I own this.
Yeah.
And this is my thing that I have now, you know.
I want to touch on, I guess, the kind of lo-fi scene, because you got people like Flax Hubsy, Scapegrace now.
Yeah.
Bungie's Big Score have historically done a lot of lo-fi stuff. It seems like that's kind of a big thing in Dunedin at the moment, no?
Yeah, it's really interesting, though. I think because it's lo-fi and it's DIY, it means that everyone does it themselves. And so even when there's not really a lo-fi scene, if that makes sense. There's just kind of lo-fi music, but the whole point of lo-fi is that you just do it in your own time and do it in your own space.
True.
Which is kind of where the subpar thing comes in.
It's like, very individualistic.
Yeah, it is. It's a very individualistic environment.
Interesting.
And it's been really cool to like see in the last like sort of decade how lo-fi music has really been making a comeback.
Mm.
And so I think the kind of intention with a lot of what I'm doing and within subpar, clap.
That's part of the live recording.
Continue. Subpar, the whole kind of idea is to bring it all into the same space and also bring people that aren't into lo-fi into the lo-fi sphere. Because I think it is a genre, it is a kind of, it's not even a genre, it's just this kind of attitude.
It's a way, bro. It's a philosophy.
It's
punishing.
In the most acid head from the 70s hippie way. It's a whole thing, man. It's a real way of going about things.
Holistic movement.
It can be. If you ask Chris Knox back in the day, he'd like to think so as well. But,
You'd be trapped for hours. Actually, it was funny reading that local produce of you and Jeremy and the critic, and I think I don't know who the author was. Probably Johnny McCabe.
Yeah. And no, it was actually I forgot their name.
Oh, we'll give them credit.
They were really cool. They did an incredible article.
I'll find their name in a second. But they said that I think you guys said that you could just talk for hours about whatever.
I could keep going. Yeah. I could take us till the end of this big breakfast, honestly. I could.
We could. But I'd rather focus in on this new sort of release you've got, Preteen Omegle Blues, which is a cover by Alex Walton, correct?
Yes. This is kind of the start of what I'm trying to put out with Subpar, at least in Dunedin for now at the time, is the whole kind of... This is a cover that me and my friend Mac, who's actually a part of Scapegrace...
Mm. Are they Scapegrace?
They are Scapegrace.
They are Scapegrace.
Right. So I put Scapegrace onto Alex Walton,
uh-huh.
Over the summer. I sent it over and I was like, I reckon you'd like this. And I didn't realize how well it would work, because now it's one of Scapegrace's favorite artists. Shout out. And so we decided that we wanted to record a bunch of covers of their music as the sort of first thing that we want to do with Subpar, because they also record all their stuff on Tazcans and stuff. They're pretty cool in the lo-fi scene as well. They know the lo-fi ways. When people started jumping ship from Spotify, Lex Walton got in quick, and in the same day recorded a diss track album of like five songs about Daniel Ek.
Wow.
So pretty spot on, and that's exactly what we did with Preteen Omegle Blues. We recorded it in 3 hours and we're like, let's just put it out there.
That reminds me, for some reason, of this like art project someone did, which was an album they put on Spotify, but every song was too short to be considered or to be given money.
They weren't monetizable. Yeah, I think that would be about 27 seconds.
Yeah, and so it was called, like, This Is Not an Album. And like 10 songs that were 27 seconds each.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that. There's also, I think Wolfpack did one where they just did a whole album of silence that people could stream while they were sleeping. It was like a sleep album so that they could make money to go on a tour.
Awesome.
I like these sound effects.
It's so silly.
But, Subpar, like, that's... The whole intent with this currently is the collaboration, because I feel pretty strongly, I don't know how Jeremy feels now, but I feel pretty strongly that the music scene in New Zealand can be quite difficult at times, and it can be quite a insular and clicky space, and I personally feel that one of the solutions to that is the collaboration between people. I feel real strong that within that collaboration, you can cross borders in that way and bring people on the same side, even when they should be, because I notice a lot of beef that shouldn't really be there, to be honest. A lot of prime meat cuts in the midst of things where
Mario spilling the tea. Yeah. My goodness.
And so I think it's important that there is collaboration to prevent that and to keep fostering a more positive scene.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And so that's starting off with Subpar, Preteen Omegle Blues, this cover. Because also people love to... original music makers love to beef on covers. Mm. But I love covers.
Covers are great.
They can be fun, and they can be a great way of showing people what you like and what you appreciate. Also, with a cover like Lex Walton, no one really knows who Lex Walton is. So that's providing like a new sort of way to interpret their music in a different space where they might never have reached.
I think yesterday you mentioned... that you heard back from Lex Walton, that you got in touch with him. What did they say about your cover?
She was like, this is sick.
Mean.
She was like, oh, this is really cute. And it's like, oh, that's great. You
she's
know?
A big fan.
Yeah, she is a big fan. And she's, and I'm a big fan of her. And so I'm also in plans to be recording like a hip hop album.
Cool.
I'm not making the beats. I think currently I've been talking to Cade and also Mike Shaw about we're going to do a trio collaboration album. And like that's like...
Cade Reef?
Yeah, Cade Reef. Like this might not be happening. Cade just replied to me today and like we're still in the talks and like this is definitely all like we want it to happen. But this is kind of like, that's kind of the picture that I'm trying to paint here with all of it, is this is the kind of collaboration I want. The collaboration that I want within Subpar, I would love for the rest of the scene, and I would love for people to get along with that as well.
Well, that's your pitch to the music scene
of
Aotearoa. I love it.
I have this, to all of Aotearoa, I have this Tascam 488, and I want you to use it. That is why I've
Please
bought
it.
Please use it. I've bought it. I have also bought it for my own music, but I've specifically bought it so that every single person in the world can have a go at it, because I think that's important, is keeping things accessible.
I know.
I'm not trying to prevent my trade secrets, you know?
I rate that opinion.
I'm feeling a strong 9 to a 10.
9 to a 10.
Oh my gosh.
One. You did a good job, Mario.
Anthony Fantano loves local music.
He does. I honestly, if I had $1 million, I would love to pay him to just listen to a bunch of releases
from
New Zealand and Dunedin just to hear what he says. Waste of money, but it'd be fun to know what he says.
I wonder what his favorite would be. I think his favorite would be Subpar, I don't know.
Well, have you heard of Robert Christgau?
Robert Christgau.
He's probably the most influential rock critic of all time. Yeah. And his website is just basically like a database. You can scour through all his old reviews. And you can find stuff for The Chills and The Clean and a few other New Zealand bands. He's got some.
I think Anthony would love. He would hate Chris Knox.
Mm.
He would find Chris Knox pretty boring. Well, no, he wouldn't find Chris Knox boring. He'd find Chris Knox hard to understand. Mm. But he would love Split Enz.
Yeah, you reckon?
At least Split Enz' first album, and maybe their album with 6 months on a Leaky Boat. I think those albums, he would give a strong 8-9.
Mm.
Whereas Chris Knox would probably get a light 6-7.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think it would be the opposite way around. But hey, that's the beauty of music, is that you have different opinions.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not even saying for myself. I would probably put Chris Skux probably above, but no, that's just me.
Well, thank you for coming on, Mario.
No worries.
I appreciate
thank you so much
it.
For having me.
Do you have any final thoughts, words to leave our listeners?
My thoughts and words are the music in Otipoti and the music around our country is beautiful, and Subpar is here to help it flourish.
Man.
And if you want to flourish it alongside us in a nice little flower bed of lo-fi pretentiousity, then hit us up, because we want you to record on our machine.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it. You're a facilitator.
We're here to facilitize.
Exactly.
Yep.
I love it. Thank you so much, Mario.
Thank you, Zach.
Cheers, dog. That was Mario from Subpar Analog. We're talking to him about their latest release, Preteen Omegle Blues, which is a cover by Alex Walton originally. We're going to play it for you now, and maybe after one last song, we will wrap up the program. You're listening to the Adju Big Breakfast program on Radio 1 at 91 FM. Te reo irarangi kotahi. See you soon. Bye.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.